There we go. That was weird.
How?
No.
And then you can just. Mm-hmm. Oh, I already had a pen. Mm-hmm. You just mark it up however you want.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, this is the base thing. Mm-hmm. Nothing works yet, so.
Okay.
It's all printed out. So the graph right here is not quite the final graph.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically going to consist of me putting in like a set amount of x values,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll process it and get all the y values, and it'll plot them.
Okay.
And it'll connect each point with a line. Like, this isn't actual
right.
lines, they're just points.
Okay.
So I'll put in basically a lot of x values,
okay.
and it will look like a curve and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time we change values like that, it'll mm-hmm. refresh all of the
nice.
Values.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So it wouldn't even have to be a curve. It could be something like this. It's actually, sometimes it's actually even easier for students to see
okay.
if it's kind of a function like this, because they can see exactly where the high points go and exactly where all the turnaround points go.
Okay.
So if it simplifies things, you don't have to make it a smooth curve. It could just be something where if you input the x, y values, it just creates a graph like this, and then you can manipulate this. So leaving it like that would be perfectly fine.
Okay.
It wouldn't have to be like a polynomial function or anything.
Okay. I was thinking about changing like the x value density of
mm-hmm.
how much I plot.
Okay.
So like right now it's just, I think, like 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
But I could also make it like on from 0 to 10, it could be like 200 points.
Oh,
or
wow.
it could be like 5 points between there and there.
Okay.
So I was thinking of making a value where I could just change the density. And so if there was only like 5 points, it'd be easy to see each point.
Right.
And it would also be, I'm not sure if this would be a problem yet, but it would be easier for the computer to handle all the data points very
okay.
quickly.
Okay, cool. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Just one thing, top of my head, it would be helpful, especially for students doing the analysis, if they could actually see the axes.
Oh yeah, that's something I was definitely gonna
input
so, in the end.
Because it just makes it a lot easier, so
yeah.
here and here, right?
Yeah.
So that way, so just in order to actually see that, because when they,
mm-hmm.
when you do one of the transformations, it squeezes everything, but it squeezes it with the y-axis kind of being a fixed point. So being able to see that as your reference point there and seeing that everything gets a lot closer to it, that'll work really well. So having those there would make it just easier visually.
Okay.
Are you able to set this? It's easiest if you just do like integer values for these. I don't know how you
okay.
can set the slider up, but
yeah.
however you want to set it up is fine, but it's helpful for students if there's some way for integer values to show up there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so do you want it definitely integers, or I could have like a setting where it could be integers or any number of
correct.
Values.
Correct, yeah, that would be great. If you're able to do both of those, that'd be fine. Because they can get the whole idea of the stretching and the shrinking and the translating, no matter what it is. But if we want to say, okay, tell us where this point ends up
mm-hmm.
under this transformation, it would be nice to have integers.
Okay.
And like from negative 2 to 2 or negative
yeah,
3
and
to
I'll
3,
have
that would be it.
Like labels
yeah.
for numbers like negative 1, 1
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
So for each of those, that makes
so,
sense.
Okay, so yeah, I'd add some more buttons somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you think I should have piecewise functions?
If you can.
Or similar,
cool.
just things like that?
The just plugging the points in and letting it connect the dots actually does the same kind of idea as a piecewise function. So
okay.
I would actually be okay just with this.
So just random points in? Okay.
I think that's completely fine.
Okay.
The whole point is to understand the general concept of the A, the B, the H, and the K. And you can see that on any type of graph. So I don't think it needs to be programmed to work for whatever cubics or trig curves or anything like that. Just being able to see those points and seeing specifically what happens to them, that's the real power of those things. So I would say you don't have to set it up so that it accepts everything. If it was set up so students could input just 5 or 6 points and then get a picture, I think that would be good enough.
Okay.
For what I'm wanting them to learn.
Okay. I was also just out of curiosity, would you like having different graphs being shown at the same time? Would that be helpful in any scenario?
It might be helpful if you could have the original graph plus the new transformed graph. But being able to do more than one at once, I think it would make it a little bit too cluttered. It would be harder to see.
Okay, so maybe original and...
Yeah, so maybe on the display, somehow being able to show both of them at the same time. Like one of them, the original one should be like one color and the other one can be like a different color or a dotted line or something like that, so you know which is which.
Okay, yeah.
And so being able to do that. I wouldn't want to be able to graph two different graphs and then transform them both at the same time. It would be really hard to tell what was going on there.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely do that with the original. And and so...
And even maybe having an option for one or the other. I don't know if that's easy to do. I mean, because you could show the original, show the new one, or show both. Yeah. I don't know if that's possible to do, if there's any way for you to...
So what I'm at right now is I'll have different functions.
Yep.
And so you can select each one, and then you can display or hide it.
Okay.
So you can have both or one or whatever you want.
Yeah,
and
great.
So then the other tab, which I'll also be probably adding another tab to just add your own points in for things like this. But so right now there's all the x values, and then these aren't really that important, but they're just going to be involved in computing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll also put them in, just if you want to see.
Sure.
So actually this would be function 1, 2, and 3.
Uh-huh.
And so this would probably be like original and transformed.
And then transformed, yeah.
And then you could have as many as you want in here, which you probably don't need to use. And so this is where you would add all the different functions in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could find in the X and Y values if you want to see like the particular points being transformed.
Sure, right, nice.
And then this is where you would pick a color for the old or new one.
Okay.
And I could also have like dashed lines and stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that would be nice if you're looking at the first one, then the transformed one. It'd be nice to tell the
difference. Then the window, and then point density.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's at. And then I'll add another tab up here for entering points.
You're just like, random points that you connect, yeah?
Yeah. Random connect. Just wondering about the design.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, do you just like the buttons on the side, or I could put them anywhere?
I think the side is fine.
The side is fine?
Yep.
And you think the graph like shape like this is good?
Yep.
Or I can make it a box or anything?
I think the hardest thing for students to see usually is the horizontal stretching and shrinking. So having it be more horizontal than vertical, I think is actually a really, really good thing.
Okay.
I think that's fine. People tend to understand very quickly if you stretch it vertically, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the stretch and shrink horizontal is the opposite of what people expect. So that's the tricky one. So having it be that shape is perfectly fine to do.
You can show everything?
Yep.
Okay, and then I'll also have a feature where you can just put your mouse on and click it, and it'll zoom into that window.
Nice.
You can do things to like zoom out and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I should be able to add a feature where you can like drag it around and see everything.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
you like click
that
on it and it moves the axes and everything.
Yes.
Yes.
So
good. That would be very good.
Yeah, and I'll add some information at the bottom here to just tell you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering on your computer, I don't know if you'd be showing this to class or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like it to be a kind of full screen setup, or it could be like a half screen, like more vertical?
So right now this is full screen. It's just...
Right now, this is full screen shape. It's only like this big on the screen, but I haven't finalized it, so I just left it like this.
No, that would be okay. Yeah, so maybe a little bit bigger than half screen. I mean, it doesn't need to be the entire thing, because I'll probably want to have other stuff on at the same time.
Yeah,
but
that's why I was...
Yeah, so maybe a little bit bigger than what you've got right now, just so it kind of like most of the full screen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
make it most of the screen.
Yeah. So just if there's some way, like I know the notebook program I use, you can go full screen on it or you can not go full screen. I'm just thinking about just the projector itself. I don't know how easy it is to kind of make it blow up and take up the entire screen, but so if it was needs to be large enough so we can kind of see the points. Like if you're in the back of the room, being able to see exactly what's happening with like the counter and what's happening with each of those points. So that's okay. That's the one thing. I wouldn't want it to be so small that it was like half a screen, because then the people in the back will not be able to see it. So it needs to take up most of the screen.
Do you think I should have like points here and here? Would that be helpful?
That would be helpful, like for the ones where you can enter your own data.
Okay.
Because then they could see exactly what happened to the X, exactly what happened to the Y. I don't think it's necessary for the other general functions, like a parabola and whatever, because then you have to decide which ones are worth are worth putting the coordinates for and which are not. But for the ones where, if there's an option where they can put in 5 or 6 points on their own, it would be nice to be able to see those 5 and 6 points.
Okay. Is there any other kind of like base functions you would like? So we have entering points and then just kind of like basic like that.
So sine and cosine are always nice to look at.
Okay.
The ones that are tricky, it's like y equals e to the x. Those people have, because the vertical and the horizontal
you think
stretching
like logarithms?
Is tricky to see. So, yeah. So,
else is hard? Tangents.
The tangent graph, that's got asymptotes. So that's actually okay. Yeah. So
that
you can actually see where problems. Where the asymptotes go. So things so the three trigs and that, and I just maybe one cubic one.
Okay.
Just a cubic function. So ax cubed, bx squared, cx plus d and something like that. Because you've got the turnaround points and it makes it a little bit easier to see what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Do you think I should try to put dashed lines for the tangents? Do you think that would help?
For the asymptotes?
Yeah.
It would help. Okay. Don't kill yourself trying to put those in, though.
Shouldn't be too hard. I'm thinking about it, and it should be possible, but it might be.
Yeah, so maybe
it might take up like 10 hours.
That's the problem, because that's the only one of all. So I hesitate in putting that down. That's the only one where you've got the function, but you've also got these things that aren't part of the function, but are really important to see anyway. So that's,
and the going up to infinity might fry the computer. So
So be careful with that.
I will. Yeah.
Yeah, and that'd be plenty. I mean, just seeing those things, that'll be more than enough for them to get the basic idea of what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's about it for
all
now.
All right, that looks good.
Yeah.
How's it going so far? Is the coding okay, or?
The coding, I've started a little bit of the coding.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've just set up this graph. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to, we just started using interfaces.
Okay.
Like a few months ago.
Yep.
So like, I got a lot to learn.
Okay, that's
but
all
yeah,
right.
Hopefully.
No, that
be good.
Is awesome. Good.
Yeah, okay.